Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I love a good treasure hunt. I love clues and finding things and the adventure in all of it. And many years ago when I was doing youth ministry, one of the secretaries at the church got me into this worldwide treasure hunting game called geocaching. I don't know if you've heard of geocaching, those that laugh I think maybe have, but got me into geocaching. And this is happening around the world, and I don't know how many people that are involved in it, but people hide treasures. It could be anything down to an Altoid-sized box, up to Tupperwares and ammo cans and larger type boxes, but they hide them in public places and parks and you name it, all sorts of different places. And then they plug the GPS coordinates of this in and clues and hints onto this web page for this geocaching, and then we as the hunters discover which treasure we want to try to find, and we plug the coordinates into our GPS device, and here we go off treasure hunting. Well, it was a lot of fun when I was single and running around getting to do it, but then it got even more fun when my kids got involved with it, and we began treasure hunting out where we were. And I remember one in particular that they really enjoyed because it took us to this medical building complex that we had driven by. I don't know how many times we had driven past this place. And here the GPS coordinates take us to it and tell us that we have to use the clues around here to get to the coordinates that take us to the actual treasure. And it ended up there were 7 fountains on this property. 7 fountains. We didn't know there were any, and there were 7. And we had to count different things on each fountain and then log that number and find the next fountain and log the number from that one until we got all 7. And when we put all these numbers together, it gave us the GPS coordinate that led us to this tree. And then inside this tree, we found this little tin that had the note that congratulated us and showed us all of the people that had been there before and then all these little trinkets inside that we could trade. And it's never been as much about the trinkets that are inside and what we find, but it's been about the journey and the places that it's taken us and the views that we've seen and whether or not we can decipher the clues right and whether or not we could put them in the GPS device right, whether or not the phone will overheat out in the desert before we find the location. And sometimes we find it and sometimes we don't, and sometimes we just get ice cream, but we've loved this treasure hunting. Well, treasure hunting can be fun, but what do we really find within those? I mean, those trinkets, they were something, but I watched this video and I thought, man, this father has the ultimate treasure hunt down, doesn't he? Because the ultimate treasure hunt is finding Jesus. And like I said, with the kids in the Old Testament, there's clues all throughout it. God is giving clues and hints and evidence of Christ's coming. And he never comes out and fully says what it is. He doesn't make it easy on the people to understand. He just keeps dropping these little hints of this gift that is coming, this ultimate gift that he's gonna give his people. Did you hear the clues this morning in the scripture? Did you hear the clues and hints that were given to the first readers, the first audience? As we look at these shepherds, these ordinary men who get these amazing clues from God through God's voice in the form of the angels. And do you hear these clues? It says an angel came to them and shone around them and terrified them. But once they got over that terrified nature, he says, I bring you good news. And here's clue number one. He says it will cause great joy for all the people. All of the clues before this point have been for God's people, God's children, God's chosen people, the Israelites, that God would come to them. But here to these shepherds, God is saying, all right, hint number one that says it's coming, hint number one says this is something for all people. And I know I've brought gifts before and you've liked some of my gifts and you haven't liked some of my gifts. You weren't so excited about my gift in the flood. But you liked my gifts of manna and quail that kept feeding you. But he says, here, this gift will bring great joy. So it's a good gift, and it's a gift for all people. So right there, there's exciting clues within this. But then the angel says, today it's happening. He says, all that anticipation, all that waiting, all that expectation that you've had, we're finally here to that day. Have you ever counted down to something? Counted down, excited for somebody to come into town or to go into town or when something's going to be coming? I know me, when I order things online, I track those packages through UPS and FedEx, and every day I'm tracking, okay, what city is it in now? Where is it now? Ooh, it's on the truck. It's delivering today. I get so excited about this, and it could be absolutely nothing, but I get excited because it's going to come today. It's going to be on my doorstep. Have you ever gotten excited like that, counting down? Well, God says you've been counting down. You didn't know how many numbers to count, but the day is finally here. He says it's today, it's happening. And not only does he finally give a time for the first time in his clues, but he says, and it's happening in the town of David. He says, go to Bethlehem, the house of David, because that's where it's happening. That's where the joy is. There it is, right there, and you need to go. He says, where? And then he says, what? He says, it is the Messiah, the Lord. There's the gift right there. It's the Savior. It's the one that is coming to take you out of darkness and put you into light. And he says, how you will find it, the sign to you. He's making it as clear as possible for these shepherds, by the way, right? These are good clues. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. He says, here's all the clues to find the greatest treasure of all time. And here they sing the hallelujahs of the angels, and they go running to find Jesus, and we know that he makes it there. Now, we as Christians, we as those who have celebrated Christmas, I don't know how many times. Where is our level of expectation each year? Are we expecting in trimmings and presents and family and all of those types of things? Or do we come into Advent? Do we come into this time with the expectation of the greatest gift ever known? Do we come expecting a Savior? And if so, what is the expectation there? It makes me think of the story of a teacher who one year bought a Jesus to have in her classroom. And she didn't get any everyday normal Jesus, but she got this cuddly, squishy, huggy kind of stuffed animal type of Jesus for her young class. And the parents saw this and they got offended and got upset at the teacher. That's not Jesus-like. That's not what Jesus is supposed to be, where you squish him and throw him and treat him like your stuffed animals. Well, the teacher was smart enough to be prepared for these questions. And she turned back to the parents and she said, what do you want your young kids to think about Jesus? Do you want your young kids to think about Jesus as that statue that sits on the shelf that you're not supposed to touch, but just admire from afar and make sure you don't break it with a ball in the house? She said, or do you want your kids to understand Jesus as the one that when they're not feeling good, when they're feeling down, that they can wrap their arms around that Jesus and squeeze it tight and feel comforted and loved by Jesus? Well, after that point, the parents were okay with Jesus in his cuddly nature. And so it makes me wonder, this Christmas, what are we expecting? Are we expecting a Christ that looks good in a nativity scene, and there it is year after year in routine, and knowing he's coming, and there he is? And we go through the hymns, and we go through the candles, and we go through the readings, and it's like a routine. Or are we expecting the miracle of Jesus on Christmas? To have the excitement of the kids in that video, the excitement of those kids that you would have thought found $1 million by how excited they were to have Jesus back and in their home and in his rightful place. Because if we have the greatest of expectations, if we put our hearts truly where God wants them to be through this Advent season, then on Christmas Day, our hearts can be overwhelmed like those kids to discover Christ's presence in our lives once again. Once again comforting us, once again loving us, once again offering a hope and a peace within our lives. Well, I want that kind of expectation. I want Christmas morning not to come as a finally we've gotten here on the journey. I don't want Christmas morning to come, oh, finally we get to tear open all these presents and see if the kids like them or not. Or Christmas morning stressing about the menus and what time we have to be where and how much traffic there might be. But I pray this Christmas to have the greatest excitement being about feeling Christ once again. To be able to be excited about who he is and what he offers above all else in this world. So now I gotta wonder, if that's the gift that I want on Christmas morning, if that's what I want to give to my kids and my family on Christmas morning, now on this first Sunday of Advent, when it's just one candle lit on our wreath, gotta dig deep and think, what is it gonna take to feel that way? Do I need to hide a baby Jesus and find clues? Do I need to dig down deep inside of myself to say, where are my priorities and where do they need to be so I can feel that on Christmas morning? Because that journey, that treasure hunt begins right now with the first step in deciding what we're expecting and what we need to do to find that on Christmas Day. My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, this is your season. This is your season of promise. And this is your season about your greatest promise fulfilled in that manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, surrounded by love and witnesses of your miracle. This Christmas, may we re-examine what that miracle is, what that true gift of Christ is in our lives. And may we have full expectation that a miracle will happen this year, that a miracle can happen in our hearts and in the hearts of those around us that we love so much. May you help us on this journey by giving us clues and hints and directions for how we might find that miracle and find that awe and wonder on your Christmas Day. May all this be through you and through the presence of your most Holy Spirit. Amen.